and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Accidental Texan. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, and wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film is based on a book. The title of the book is called Chocolate Lizards. And for the longest time, I didn't know why the book was named that until I saw the film and at the end. And then I figured out why that was. But the film tells the story of a young man named Erwin, who is a struggling actor who drives cross country from L.A. to New Orleans for his first real big acting gig. And then subsequently has a goof up on the set and gets fired. And on his drive back to L.A., gets stranded in a small West Texas town because his car breaks down. And so he ends up meeting a roughneck named Merle, who is a local oil driller, who is down on his luck and is about to get foreclosed on his gear. And Merle and Erwin basically come together to work out a deal where Merle helps get Erwin's car fixed and Erwin helps Merle find that elusive oil drilling place where he can hit the big time and save the oil rigging company and do all, you know, right by the world. And so that's the premise of the film. I had no idea about this film until a couple months ago. I saw a trailer for it online and thought, oh, this looks interesting. It's an indie film, not gotten a lot of publicity or press, but it had a good cast and the story sounded interesting. It's not a new story. You know, you have a city guy who gets, you know, stranded in the country and has to make do. So it's not a new story by any means, but the story that's told here I thought was pretty interesting. And like I said, the cast really is kind of what drew me to the film, particularly Thomas Hayden Church, who plays Merle, and Faye, who runs the local cafe, who's played by Carrie Ann Moss. They were the ones that kind of drew me to the film. So I was really interested in checking it out. And coming out of the film, I thought it was a decent film. I liked it. It was, it's for what it is as an indie film. I thought it was a pretty decent film. I was pretty entertained by it. The actor, I think it's Rudy, who plays Erwin. I really liked his character. I mean, he doesn't necessarily come across, even in the beginning of the film, as a complete jerk or anything. He's more like the lovable goofball, I guess, in some ways, and also naive a little bit. But he never comes across as like your typical Hollywood pretentious jerk. I think because of the fact that he is, you know, even in the beginning of the film, is portrayed as someone who's struggling to make a career in acting. And, we learn through the course of the film, you know, he's a Harvard educated person, though he doesn't necessarily play up the fact that he's Harvard. Everyone else around him seems to do that for him. But I like the actor who played Erwin. I thought he did a good job. Bruce Dern is in the film as well. He's not in a whole lot of scenes, but in the scenes that he's in, he just plays it really well. I mean, he plays a cantankerous, secluded, landowner. So not anything, outside of his wheelhouse, but he's very much Bruce Dern here and does a good job with it. And I can't ever remember the guy's name, but Buddy Garrity from Friday Night Lights TV show, he's got a small role in this film. And anytime I see him on screen, I love I love seeing him there because he's just, he's such a great character actor. And so he was great as well. Really enjoyed the cast. I thought they did a great job. The cinematography for, like I said, an indie film, I thought they did a great job of it. You really feel like you are out in West Texas, out in the country, out on those oil rigs, trying to hit pay dirt. And when you're in the small town, I think it's Buffalo Gap is supposed to be the name of the town. Like, it feels like, even just like, feels like small town from, you know, where I'm from. It just has that vibe to it. And so it really, you really feel like you're in that area. And so really, really thought they did a good job with that. I liked the music. I thought that it fit the vibe of the film. It wasn't anything like resounding or, it was kind of middle of the road, I guess you could say, like music, but it was sufficient for what it was doing. Really, there were only maybe a couple little gripes here and there that I had with the film. But when you have it be a small indie film, you kind of forgive those kind of gripes with the narrative and stuff. Because as long as the performances are good and the overall story is good, I think you're, at least for me, I'm a lot more forgiving of the little nitpicks and gripes and stuff. And so there were a few of them, but not anything enough to make me, you know, not like the film or feel like that I didn't enjoy the performances or watching it. Because, like I said, Thomas Hayden Church, Carrie Ann Moss, they were great as Merle and Faye. I really feel like they gave that heart and vibe to the story. And then, like I said, Rudy, who played Irwin, I thought he really he had a really good performance as well. Overall, I enjoyed the film. Like I said, it's a decent film. It's a good indie film. It's a film that I don't know if it's, you know, playing in a lot of places. I think it's got a very small theatrical, you know, window as far as like where it's showing. So it may not be showing where you are, but if you get an opportunity to see it, I would check it out. At the very least, give it an opportunity when it comes out on streaming, especially if you're someone who likes those fish out of water kind of stories, the city slicker in the country, that type of thing. I think you'll enjoy this film. And if you're a fan of Thomas Hayden Church and Carrie Ann Moss, I think you'll really enjoy their performances here. And so they'll be worth checking out just for that. But overall, like I said, decent film. It's a good indie film. And I'm always one for supporting good independent films like this. And so anytime there's a good one, I'm always going to recommend it. So this was a good one. So I recommend it. So that's my thoughts on Accidental Texan. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts, just search out Screen Nerds Podcast, hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, and leave a written review, and share the podcast around so let others know about the Screen Nerds Podcast and the community that we're building here about sharing films that we love, letting people know about films that maybe they've not heard of, and so that they can enjoy those films as well. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.